Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back. Have your say and yarn up strong here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Let's look at the top stories for the news today. Chalmers gives in principal support to recommendations after review calls for major RBA overhaul. Out of news here, what else have we got here? Did your husband do it? $97,000 scam victim shocked at bank question. Other news, we got man charged over alleged death threats to Brittany Higgins, her fiance, and their dog. Cruel and brutal John Farnham's family give update on legendary singer and exclusive interview regarding his illness there. $15 million rescue package for homeowners after Porter Davis collapse. Why exactly is and isn't a sexual consent? Another conversation there. And cheat runner disqualified for using car. How to deal with a narcissist when you can't avoid them, according to psychologists. Would we tolerate a male politician behaving like Linda Thorpe? There's a question. Could this tiny town in the Northern Territory hold the key to Australia's energy future? All the headlines for today's news, but I'd love to hear your headlines. Tell us what's happening in your life or with your family, organisation, either way. All these here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Let's go to Warren H. William, This Road. Big shout out, Warren H. Hope you're well, my brother.
Take my hand and lead me down this road. I am tired and I need you here with me. I have walked alone so long, now I need some company. So take my hand and lead me down that road. I have walked so many miles and I've lost so many friends, and the friends that I haven't seen. So here I stand, all alone, asking you to be my friend. So take my hand and lead me down that road. Take my hand and lead me down. So long, now I need some company. So take my hand and lead me down that
beautiful track, This Road, Warren H. Williams here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, you mob. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. All right. Now, First Nations look to stars with Far North Queensland emerging space industry. So we're talking Australia's only Indigenous-owned aerospace consultancy, Gugangi Aerospace, is a proud co-sponsor of the Far North Queensland FNQ Space Industry Network cocktail event alongside Space Centre Australia and Illuminate and tonight at the Pullman Hotel, Cairns and National Hotel, which will celebrate the upcoming multi-use space sport, a space port in FNQ, Australia's rich Indigenous culture and Australia's evolving space industry. And look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Daniel Joinby, Managing Director of Gugangi Aerospace. Online, Daniel, good morning, brother. How are you?
Hey, really good. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Daniel?
Yeah, perfect. G'day, everyone. My name's Daniel Joinby. I'm a proud Gugangi man from Yarrabah, descendant of those Yarrabah people up in far north Queensland. And, yeah, really proud to be up here on your Dindi country today.
Beautiful. And Daily Footprint, big shout-out to Yarrabah Mob, and thank you very much for coming to the program there, Daniel. What I'm picking up here is not only looking forward, but looking up. You know, we're talking about our culture, and we're talking about this space being a science and cultural space and a joint venture, you could say.
Yeah, absolutely. So I've got my own company, Gugangi Aerospace.
Okay.
And what we're all about is creating non-traditional pathways into aviation and space for our mob.
Mm. Well, we used the stars back in the day in regarding our travelling, so there's got to be good communication with a so-called, space people, you could say, brother. A good cocktail.
100%. I've got a Torres Strait Islander man in my business, Scotty Inoza, and shout out to Warrabah Island as well, and all the brothers up there.
Yes.
And he tells me stories about those fellas up there using the stars and predicting when they were going to go fishing, where to go fishing, what to do and stuff like that. And it's really inspiring to be able to bring some of those stories back and start connecting them with what the scientists are doing today.
Yes. So your business, Gugangi Aerospace, where do you operate? Where are you based, brother?
So we're all over Australia. We've got staff based in Canberra, working with Space Command, building space infrastructure in remote Western Australia.
Yes.
And then I've got two of my trainees based in Canberra as well, and two ladies based out of Brisbane working internal within Boeing. So my employees, but working on a traineeship in Boeing.
Well, you would need more. We're talking about a big space, pardon the pun, but I mean, look, this is fantastic and progress to for your business, but also the interaction and the relationship. And we've got a lot to offer as First Nation people, don't we?
100% we do. It's our passion, it's our connection to culture, our country. And space isn't going to be done in the cities, right? Space is going to be done in far north Queensland. Space Centre Australia is building a big facility up near Weipa. It's our mob who are going to be able to be engaged on that. And it's not astronauts. I say this all the time. It takes five people to fly an astronaut. It doesn't take five people just to fly a spaceship.
Yeah.
It's all the people on the ground. It's all the supporting infrastructure, supporting industries. And that's where we can really start to mobilise our people and get some really good jobs, exciting jobs, jobs we're proud of and want to wake up.
And you're talking jobs, but you're also talking a career pathway. I mean, this is a forever and a day and a beautiful platform. And a lot of our black people can be in this space. We are professors in all industries, are we not?
That's true. And I'll give you an example of that career pathway. These ladies who have just joined, who are working at Boeing, both of them have three kids, both dropped out of school to have their kids and stuff like that.
Yep.
I employed them because of that. I want post-incarceration, people returning to the workforce. People didn't finish high school. I don't care. Non-traditional is none of this, what the business has been doing for how everyone's been getting jobs these days. I want our people to have an opportunity. And they're going to spend 3 years doing a traineeship supported by me.
Yes.
And they're going to come out at the back of that with options. And it's their kids, these ladies, it's their kids who are going to looking up at their mum going, Mum, you work for Boeing.
Yeah, exactly. And as I open up the conversation, like I said, not looking forward, but looking up. And have a vision for the future, if not for yourself, but for your children. But this could also open the doors in regard to communications or leading the way in regard to First Nation people across the globe. We're talking American Indians, we're talking Africans, whatever. We dealt with the skies, did we not?
Absolutely, we did. And picking up on. I guess inspiring our kids. We're running an event up in Cairns. 15th of September. It's called the International First Nations Space, Science and Environment Symposium. Now, international, because we recognise First Nations people internationally, right? You talked about Native Americans, our Pacific Island brothers and sisters. They all use space, science, and environment. So we're opening it up to everyone. But what we're, our vision is we're celebrating First Nations scientists. You know, there's that conversation about traditional knowledge, traditional that. It's traditional science. And we're celebrating our scientists, and we're inspiring all Australians to be a part of the next industries up in Far North Queensland as well.
Well, Brother Daniel, I'll throw it on the table there. We did travel spiritually, did we not? You know, we used the space available. Look, it is so fantastic. I've got goosebumps on my goosebumps here. Tell us your story, your background, how it all came for you. And then you started running your own business. Here you are, a managing director at Gagangi Aerospace. Tell us your story, please, bro.
Yeah, long story, bro. I'll try and keep it short.
Stop all the phone calls. Daniel's speaking.
So my parents met up in Cairns. My mum was a teacher at Cairns High and met my dad. And they were travelling around a bit. And I was born up in Darwin. So I still recognise my bloodlines out to that Yarrabah mob and some Gangi people.
And
I was born in Darwin.
Yep.
Well, I was then 6 months into being on this earth. I moved down to Melbourne. Long story. Dad moved off, and I was brought up in Melbourne. I joined the Air Force when I was straight out of high school. I was an Air Force air traffic controller for 12 years, and did I did parachuting. I did diving with the Navy. I did a whole bunch of different stuff, and ended up transitioning out and working for the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. So overseas, building infrastructure for DFAT. COVID happened, stopped all the cool jobs. So I ended up transitioning to starting my own business. So,
well, the cool jobs, but the ultimate job is where you are. You are where you're meant to be, and your ancestors put you there, brother.
And there's so much spiritual. Every time I come back to Cairns, I talk to the aunties and uncles about different things. My dad, God bless him, passed on, but I tried to come up and visit him through the COVID period, and all my aunties were saying, okay, was just saying he's holding on because he needs to make it right with you, and he did, and we shared some special moments up here when he took me back out onto country and stuff like that.
Well, you're living his life now, as well as yours, brother.
Yeah.
Powerful, brother. So how long have you been operating as in Gagangi Aerospace?
Bro, 12 months.
12 months. There you go, 12 months. Still got your training wheels on, got your huggies on, your Kimbies.
Truly.
Shut your mouth.
So, I was
get the dummy out of your mouth.
I was doing a project working with Boeing, and we got to the end of it, and I said, well, I'm not going to wait for a defense prime to win a contract for me to start my own business.
Yes.
For me to start creating these pathways. For me to sort of come up with a way to make a difference, I'm just going to do it. And so I rolled the dice and had a crack. I'm being very, very supported by the Indigenous Defence and Infrastructure Consortium.
Of course.
Brother Adam Goods is a mentor of mine. He knows all of my trainees. He's engaged with what we're doing. He's about what we're doing.
Well, he always rose to the stars, partner punt, up there, Kazali, you know? So I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. You know what I mean? That's you, my brother. You're making it happen, but you're shooting from the hips, and you're an action man. Well said. Well done is better than well said, brother. Congratulations, Cass.
It gets me in trouble a little bit, but it's exciting as well because, like you said, I'm a doer. I'll take it on and take the challenge.
Okay. So quickly, let's talk about this. So you've got an up-and-coming event, a conference, is that right?
Yeah, so tonight in Canberra, two First Nations companies, Illuminate Far North Queensland, a not-for-profit.
Is that in Canberra or where? In Canberra or in Cairns?
Sorry, this is
Cairns. Pullman Hotel, yeah. Is that open for the public or?
If anyone from the public wants to come, reach out to me. I'll give you my number, 0408-061-408.
Number again,
0408-061-408.
0408. The number again, 0408061408. That's your number. Daniel Pippin can contact you regarding the function tonight. Or if not, a job or an industry pathway in regard to space, yes?
Every single part of that. If you're looking to participate in aviation, space, emerging industries, you've got an idea. If you're a startup and you want some networks, you can connect with me on LinkedIn, call me. I'll give you my time. I believe in this industry. I believe in our people. I believe in our entrepreneurship.
You motivate the motivator, brother. You're too deadly, my brother. Fantastic. Congratulations. And so, but you're based where? Down Canberra you are you?
Yeah, so I'm actually living in Perth at the moment.
Oh, way over. WA represent.
Noongar country over there.
That's it.
But I'll be back in Queensland at the end of this year.
Yeah, but technology, only phone call away, or Zoom away, you know. That space.
Yeah, exactly.
Use that space. Pardon the pun.
Well, I can't get the military out of me. I keep moving every 2 months, every 6 months.
Looking over your right shoulder. Incoming.
Maybe it was from my dad.
Hey, look at me. Don't you follow your money to shut up.
That's it.
Brother, look, very good talking to you. Congratulations. First Nations look to stars with Far North Queensland emerging space industry. You're leading from the front there, brother, and you've turned it into a business, your passion. And look, I said more power to you. Please do keep in touch and get our mob in this space as another career pathways for our black people out there, brother.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Much appreciated.
Daniel, keep smiling. We'll talk soon, eh?
Cheers, brother.
See you, brother. Bye-bye. Deadly yarn, beautiful yarn. Daniel Joinby, his name is, Managing Director of Gagangi Aerospace. Been a Gagangi man, started his business only 12 months, and of course used the traditional land that we come from, Gagangi, as the name of his company, Gagangi Aerospace. Two deadly black people in business in the space world. Fantastic, and we can do anything, and there it is, an opportunity. And like I said, we're professors in all fields, are we not, our First Nation people? And it's creating that platform for jobs and career pathways, but also a platform for First Nation people across the globe when we're talking about space, but also to educate people of the world, scientists, non-Indigenous, whatever the case may be, that, 60,000 years, always was, always will be, and we ain't going nowhere. Too deadly. Stay tuned. BBM 98.7 FM, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Oh, My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416. Mr.
Moonlight, you came to me one summer night, and from above you sent us love, and from a world you sent my girl, and from above you sent us love. Oh, now that she is mine, oh, I think you're fine, because we love.
Yeah, that's called Speed Ukulele. Very, very fast Speed Ukulele here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob. Yarn up strong. 1-800-422-416. Call the number. Yarn up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. On your Dingy Country, BBM, Bumba Bip Media, 98.7 FM, and across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. So 1-800-422-416. All right, now, Deadly Choices, you for 2032 QIS. We're Family Community Day and Olympic Search. We're looking for Deadly First Nation Olympians. That's happening this Sunday. Look, with that, we're going to have a yarn with Kimberly Hunt, Deadly Choices, FNQ Regional Manager. And also, she got a bodyguard there, young Indiana Tullet, young niece there. And very good morning to you all. Hello, ladies. Morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hello. You're both there. Hi, girls.
We're both here.
All right. Looking good, girls. Nah, shut up. I haven't got a zoom out there. How are you? You both? You good?
Good. Very good.
Start with you, Kimberly. Who are your mob? Where are you from, sister?
My mob, I'm proud Wadawa Island woman from the Torres Strait. My mob, Ketchel Noners.
Yes.
Big family, as you all probably know. But I've just recently relocated back here to Cairns, which is good.
Yes. Well, Ketchel Nona's, they're like Smith, but just black version. There's Ketchel Nona's everywhere. Too deadly. And Indiana Tillett, I was speaking to your beautiful sister last week, who just signed contract with the Cowboys and the NRL, or WNRL. Too deadly. Indiana, who your mob were you from, sister?
So my family's from the Torres Straits, Semple Village, Moore Island. I'm part of the Morrison Ware family.
Yes, that's another big crew there. Big shout out, Morrison family. All right, girls, we're talking Deadly Choices. Event happening this Sunday here in Cairns, Family Community Day and Olympic Talent Search. So tell our Deadly listeners out there, especially here in Far North Queensland, this event is open for anybody and everybody, ages and both genders, yes?
Yes, that's true. So the event is on Sunday. All ages from 13 up to 23, boys and girls, all welcome on the day. We do ask that all applicants register for the event. So if we have any like latecomers, they can email me. I know you guys did share on your Facebook page too, which was really deadly. The poster, which has an email address where any applicants can register. If we have anyone that is interested, I know that this region has some really deadly talent out there, so don't be ashamed, come down on Sunday morning, 8:30, Smithfield State High School, and we can register them on the day. They just will need a guardian to come down and sign for them that's over the age of 18, if they're under 18 years old.
Okay, and Kimberly, when we're talking Family Community Day and Olympic Talent Search, so we're talking track events, or we're talking basketball, tell us some of the activities, games that are available.
Yep, so I might go into a little bit more detail, Trev. So just with this, DC has created a new partnership with the QAS. It's an initiative for the 2032 Olympics.
Yes.
So Youth for 2032, it's Australia's largest talent identification program. It's the partnership with Deadly Choices, obviously aimed to provide the opportunity for our aspiring Indigenous athletes across Queensland to be identified. It hasn't happened before. So that's why they've partnered up with Deadly Choices, so that we can give them this opportunity and obviously pathway.
Well, it was a deadly choice by QAS.
Yeah, QAS.
It was a deadly choice hooking up with you guys.
Yeah, I know.
Pardon.
Yeah, so this opportunity is obviously providing the community that chance to partake in it. So with this, is obviously they do all the physical and skill testing for all sports in QAR in the Olympics.
Okay.
So that can range from absolutely anything.
Yeah.
From team sports to individual.
Darts, marbles. Sports. Yep.
Everything. Yeah, basketball, netball, javelin, shot put, sprinting.
Too deadly. Fantastic. So you're happening. It's happening here in Cairns. Is this happening in other states and territories?
So in Queensland so far, they're aiming at all rural and remote communities. It has already happened out in Cunnamulla. They gave the opportunity for those regions out there in Charleville. So Cairns is second on
leading
the map.
Way. Yep. Okay. Lovely. Yeah.
Yep.
Beautiful.
Yep. Which is really deadly. So only Queensland so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, then. And Deadly Choices FNQ Regional Manager, that's the hat you wear. How long have you been wearing that hat, Kimberly?
So I've just been appointed this role. I've been up here for a month so far. They haven't had a regional manager.
There you go. Represent. Leading from the front.
So far.
Leading from the front. Go, so, Kimberly. And Indiana, what's your position?
Looking after three regions. We partner up with Mullingu up in Mariba.
Yes.
Also Mamu down in Innisfail.
Innisfail. Indiana, what's Indiana's position? You there, sis? Hello? Girls, which way? Leave me swinging in the breeze. I'll try and get the girls back. I'll try again. You there, girls? Hello?
You there, Uncle Trev?
Can you hear me? Hello? Knock off. You there? Hello? Try again. Hey, nah, lost them. Hey, shut up. Having a deadly yarn there. That was Kimberly Hunt, Deadly Choices FNQ Regional Manager. And with her, we have Indiana Tillett. I'm just trying to find out her role and the hat that she wears. But Deadly Choices event happening this Sunday at Smithfield High School, you mob. And that's that kicks off from 9 o'clock to about 3:30 in the afternoon this Sunday, 23rd of April. So you might want to get on out there. It's open for anybody and everybody. So we'll just try again. I think we had the... girls online. Let me just try again here. Are they here? No, they're not here. We'll try and get them back to finish that yarn. But look, it's a great opportunity working towards 2032, the Olympics, happening here in Australia. Look, a great opportunity. So we're talking 23. What's that about? Well, nine-odd years away. So if you're 12 years old, 13 year old, look, prime for that spot, whatever. But just get out there and have a shot of it, you know. It could open up doors. We'll try again with the girls there. Hello, you there? Hello? Kimberly.
Hi, there you are.
What you doing hanging up on me? Don't start that.
That wasn't us.
Of course it wasn't. Of course we were talking deadly. Now, just asking the question with Sister Indiana, what's your role? What hat do you wear with Deadly Choices there, sis?
Program coordinator here for the Cairns team.
Okay.
So I lead three of our program officers here.
Okay, Deadly. And what about the hat you wear regarding sports? Do you play football like your sister, or what do you do, sis?
Yeah, I at the moment I'm playing rugby league for Cairns Kangaroos.
Okay.
And I'm playing some union with Southside Crusaders.
All right, too deadly. And your beautiful father, who suited up with the Cowboys, one of the first centres for North Queensland Cowboys. Big shout out to your beautiful father and your mother. Stephen Tiller did play with the Cowboys, did he not? Yes?
Yeah, he did. Long time ago.
Yeah, long time ago. But he still tell you he was deadly, eh?
Yeah.
Of course he does. Girls, this is fantastic. It is a great platform for our young ones. With the Olympics around the corner, this could create, well, you say you're searching for Olympic talent, and this is a good foundation to do that, you know. The next Cathy Freeman, you could say, yes?
Definitely, and that's what we want. So we want, all mob out there, don't be shame, come down on the day. We're going to have deadly people down there, like we've got Petro Sevnasiva, he's flying up for the day to support all these young kids along with Tyrone Roberts.
Yes.
Obviously ex-NRL players.
Yes.
Also famous, deadly players too. So they will be here. We've got our deadly teams, like program officers in this team, like I said, Mullingu and Mamu are coming up to support on the day as well, bringing kids from Tully all the way up to all the way down from Chiligo. So
a beautiful platform, fruit salad, have everybody there. Of course, Bummer Bipper Media, we'll be there doing outdoor broadcast, so we'll have yarns and interviews with Mob. But thank you for sharing, girls. All the best. Congratulations on your new position, ladies. Do enjoy
this
vehicle you're driving, and let's get our young ones out there, our Delhi Olympic talent, to the table, so to speak. But thank you for the yarn, girls.
No, thank you. Appreciate it.
Take care, darlings. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Deadly Yarn, the girls from Deadly Choices, Kimberly Hunt, FNQ Regional Manager, and also Indiana Tillett, who heads up the crew there as well with Deadly Choices. And that event is happening this Sunday, once again, at the Smithville High School, 9 a.m. to 3:30, free event, this Sunday, 23rd of April, and going all day. An opportunity for getting tested in regarding your sport, your ability, your speed, whatever, agility. That's what it's all about, and get to meet the Deadly Choices ambassadors, Tyrone Roberts, and also Petro, 50 cents for petrol, as they say, 50 cents a dollar. Too deadly, but Petro, big Petro, he's a deadly brother, Fijian brother, where we claim him, and ex-Broncos, Queensland State of Origin, Australian player. Have you saying yarn up strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
He said to me, hey little black girl, won't you come away with me?
Bye.
Yeah, that deadly track, Little Black Girl, or Little Black Boy, Yana with you, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and that track, Little Black Girls, by Brenda Webb, and big shout out to Brenda Webb, and your daily program, National Talk Black. We're going to catch up with Selwyn on the line. Good morning, my brother. Selwyn, how are you?
I'm all right, brother. Yeah, I saw that on the news last night. That launch, I love the voice and fans.
Yeah.
And brother, I started something about who you thought being a narcissist, brother.
Being a what, sorry?
Lydia Thorpe.
Lydia Thorpe, yeah, thank you. Yeah, that's right.
Well, hello, brother.
News, can you hear me? You can't hear me, but I can hear you. But Lydia Thorpe, they said that imagine a male version of Lydia Thorpe was the headlines for the news. But continue, brother. Oh, I lost him. Selwyn. Call me back, brother. I lost you. But yeah, when I mentioned Lydia Thorpe, they was just reading off the news there. And the caption was in the news was, imagine having a male version of Lydia Thorpe. And probably not a good description, but well, go figure. What are you saying there? But yeah, have your say. Yarn up song. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. We'll try again with our Selwyn. Selwyn, you there?
Yes, I am, brother.
Yeah, brother. Continue, brother. Yep.
Yeah, but the voice in Parliament, Cairns, weren't they, brother?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, brother, also you spoke about Lydia Thorpe, being of the media said that she's an narcissist, eh, brother?
Yeah, no, there was a headlines there regarding the news. They were saying, would we tolerate a male politician behaving like Lydia Thorpe, was the statement.
Brother,
yeah.
You know, I think the black fellas in the know, they know when media start rubbishing a black fella, they're doing something right, brother.
Well,
they're
must
doing
be,
something
must
right.
Be, exactly.
Brother, instead of blowing wind up there with a wind that doesn't shine, brother. You know that thing when she protested there at the LGBTQ, whatever it was, she had, as you say, brother, pardon the pun, she had more balls than the people that were there. And I think some of our people there that are, you know, of that kind, I reckon they would pardon that they'd acknowledge that or recognize that too, brother. Hello, brother?
Yeah. Continue.
Hello?
Yeah, you can't hear me. I can hear you. Continue, brother. I got a bad line there with Selwyn. My brother, you there?
No.
Selwyn, sorry, brother. We can hear you. You just couldn't hear me. So if you do call back, just continue talking, brother. But I'm picking up what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down, brother. We'll try again. Is that you? Let me just check there. You there, Selwyn?
Yeah, you got the part, brother, when I said about that.
Yes.
Yeah, but when the media start rubbishing out black fellows, I'm on case in point, brother, the 10th Embassy. You know, we got a legal service and we got medical service and other things from that. When the government or the media start rubbishing out people, you know, they're doing something right. And at that protest, that LGBTQ, where she was, I reckon she had more balls than everybody else there. And that's what, you know what ABC is? Too one-sided, brother. And it's not a two-horse race. I think it's associating the other black fellow know with Peter Dattenmore, brother. But we're just our normal, but just as sincere, just as much as a yes vote. And I want that launch, brother. And what stands that like I feel like throwing the F word again, like where are the full blood black fellows, brother? That's what shit me off. And okay, I had brother there joined me talking about a rocket launch.
Yes.
Brother, there's two places. And if the Lightskins one want to use Alice Springs and Gama Festival, at Gama you can get a rocket thing, a launch up there, and at the center from the heart, they can pine gap you, brother. And my brother, if I can, I want to read something to you. April 4, Albanese, and I reckon what Albanese is doing is poking the bear. He says this: the Albanese government is weighing whether to make a dramatic break with the United States and sign an anti-nuclear weapon treaty that would aggravate Washington and to launch a new era in Australian security policy. And he's poking the bear when he starts doing that. And case in point, brother, that center, his predecessor, Gough Whitlam, they sacked him, brother. And it was at the time they were You know, Alpha Lingiari, they were given land rights. And as soon as Malcolm Fraser come in, what he done was he, the Pine Gap lease was being expired, you know, but the lease for the Pine Gap, and that was our Arunta land. And it was given Blackfellow land right. Mm. And it was until Fraser government that come in. And that's why I always say we sold so much navel gazing. When America sneezes, Australia catches a cold. And bugger me did when I listened to Brother Joinby there, and always matter, Brother Adam Goods from South Australia. We don't know what was happening in South Australia. And I spoke before about the Adelaide to Darwin rail link and how they rail uranium rods from there. And we're not sort of looking outside the square. And Brother Wire, what pisses me off about this North Blackwater is, you know, we talk about a voice and having some kind of power. Brother, north of the tropic, the light-skinned people was always the gatekeepers and was always set up the seat of power and the full blood. And I'll tell you where it all come from, brother. People want to know where it all come from. They look at the first initial Chief Protector conference. I think it was in Adelaide or Canberra. Mm. And it said that we have to bring the light-skinned up like white people there, the policy, it was the cook, the chief protector. We're going to bring them up like white people, send them to schools and having them married up. You've got to look at it. And that's it, a euphemism for when you bring them up like white fellows, to keep the full blood in their place and make them know their place, and they're going to stay in that place. And, brother, that's why I say, you know, Einstein said, insanity is doing the same thing, expecting a different result. And when I, you know, brother, I'm not ashamed to say full blood. My missus is full blood, and my kid, we're all black. My mom's biracial, zenith. I'm really, really black, but they're always in the bloody background, you know, brother, the light skinned one. And, you know, unwittingly, a lot of our light skin, you know, if the shoe fits. But not a lot of light skin unwittingly. They don't know about that. Policy, that initial Chief Protector conference, and I sometimes liken it to like a magician, you know. Not the magician, the cart, the donkey, and the cart hidden in the picture. And if the artist take you back, he show you how to draw that in the pictures, hidden in the picture, and what's all the stuff that's happening now. I think if at all you're going to be a voice in the parliament, you got to you know, not just give gammon sort of lip service to they sugarcoat it and say, our grassroots people. I'll say it straight out, our football players. One of the things I like about Victoria, brother, about Victoria, like Melbourne, where Lydia Thorpe is, they're the mob. You know, like they got, forget on Mongrel Footy Show, Guru Weary, you know, Guru Weary, and Timothy Chip Woody from Kiwi Islands,
yes.
And they're the mob that was active, making sure, and with the Migloos, all educated Migloos, and I wouldn't put it past, there are a lot of activists, a lot of well-aware, politically aware people in Melbourne. Gary Foley, he's a lecturer at the uni, Dr. Gary Foley, when they wanted to close the remote community. They didn't come out, brother. There's a lot of stuff down there in Melbourne. They're far ahead, you know, I reckon, in the activism, and for people to... you know, when they criticize Lydia Thorpe about being rude or being sort of whatever she was with Pat Anderson, my mum, you know, one of the nicknames for my mum was Town Crier, and she wasn't. She got the violence expressed towards her, and what was said about my mum, same way with I don't know if it happened between Lydia and Pat Anderson, you know, black folks will say, you know, you hear them say. You know, the white ones, I respect the elders. A black person will say, oh, so-and-so is my elder. Say it, brother. But, you know, Lydia Thorpe, I reckon she had more balls than a lot of, and when the government or the thing will criticize activists, you know they must be doing it. And I think, brother, we're sort of navigating too much, and we just got to look at the destabilization in Britain since Brexit. And, you know, EC, day acknowledge and recognize Irish sovereignty, brother. Mm. And I was going to make a joke. I'm going to make a joke about Uncle Guju Guju or Brother Barry Cedric Gavin joke. I was going to say, oh, I come on the radio, and Gavin, like Uncle Guju Guju and Barry say, oh, not him again. And they turned the radio off. And what I meant, the message I'm saying is that they recognize my voice, and by turning the voice, they acknowledge my voice. Mm. And that goes to show, though they recognize my voice and they acknowledge my voice, I got no power on how they should recognize me or how they acknowledge me. And it's the same way having a voice in Parliament, brother. They may recognize us or they may acknowledge us, but we got no power of having. And sorry, brother.
Mm. You there? You there, brother? Oh, that's Selwyn. Signing off there, but different rings, strong opinions, and he's just opinion regarding Leah Thorpe. I read an article, the headlines, saying imagine having a male version of Lydia Thorpe was the caption there, and he's just adding to that. But talking his opinion, and always does, and very strong to do, and utilises the program National Talk Black, and you too can do the same with that deadly number 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, 24/7, text a brother 0457140550, and our Facebook page as well, BBM 987FM. And the brothers of Bully, I'm Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. It's come to time where Trendy Trev signs off for today, but back in the hot seat again tomorrow. But do utilise it, your mob, voice for our people. But thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. And got the news coming up very soon with NERS, National News Radio Service. And big shout out to the NERS team. Too deadly.